Darkness into Light by Tomás Keating. It was the witching hour morning of my discontent, a bone-chilling, eerie episode when I should have been abed. Dishevelled, disconcerted, but defiant, the yellow multitude swelled the military precincts, Chandler's vocals in command. Then, at precisely 4:15 a.m., we poured down into the dormant belly of the medieval city and thought of their significance. Along John's Quay and parallel, in haste and trepidation, a ford was made. Canal walk gained, the castle overbearing. Sub aqua frogmen on the wave, stewards in high-vis jackets, a silent vigil sternly kept on Nore's swirling, greedy waters, willing facilitator to so many. And I thought of their significance. The way up from darkness into light between high perimeter walls was both stark and liberating. And as we spilled out onto Castle Road, the first grey fingers of light crept up the eastern sky, while left and right from Castle Park and Garden, the wild birds hurled at the newborn day with a resounding dawn chorus. And I rejoiced in their significance.